书五十三章第三节。
I shared about how our God is a God of suffering.
讲到我们的神是受苦的神。
This verse in Isaiah tell us that our God is acquainted with grief.
以赛亚书五十三章第三节说，我们的神常多受痛苦，常经忧患。
Jesus is deeply familiar with pain.
耶稣对痛苦非常的熟悉。
But today I want to paint a picture of God in a different aspect.
今天我要跟大家分享我们神另外的一个特质。
Yeah, but I want you to think first. Think about Jesus.
我们先想一想耶稣。
Remember that Jesus is the exact representation of God.
记得吗？圣经里面描述说耶稣是神本体的真相。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
在希伯来书第一章第三节。
The writer of Hebrews tell us.
作者告诉我们。
Yeah, that the exact imprint of the invisible God is on Jesus. Jesus is go ahead.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Colossians chapter 1 verses 15 to 17 tells us.
在哥罗西书第一章十五到十七节。
He, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him.And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
哥罗西书第一章十五到十七节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
This is why when Philip, the disciple Philip, asked Jesus to show him the Father, this is Jesus' response.
当门徒腓力问主耶稣说，求你将父显给我们看，主耶稣这样回答他。
Yeah, Jesus responded by saying, whoever has seen me has seen the Father.John chapter 14, verses 8 through 9.
在约翰福音十四章八到九节，主耶稣回答说：“凡看见我的，就看见了父。”
Yes. And so that's why I want to show you another clip of Jesus in this chosen series.
在这个影集《耶稣的故事》里头，再给大家看其中一个短片。
This, let me explain this scene for you.
我先解释一下背景。
This is a scene where Jesus is with his disciples attending the wedding at Cana.
当时主耶稣带着门徒一起到迦拿参加婚宴。
So Jesus is talking to Peter.
耶稣在对门徒说。
And yeah, you can see how Jesus interacts with Peter, talking about the disciple Andrew, and later how Jesus dance with the guests.
主耶稣跟彼得讲到了另外一位门徒安德烈，然后还有一个场景就是主耶稣在跳舞。
Okay.
The ends of the earth. I hope so. I seem to remember there was a problem.Something about Andrew's feet.
Andrew's feet!
But first we must evaluate, no?
No, I can't.
I think we have to.
No, I can't.
Come on, Andrew!
跟大家分享我们神另外的一项特质。
I want to show you today how God is a God of joy.
我们的神是一个充满喜乐的神。
Our God, is able to, have fun.
我们的神是一个很好玩的神。
You can see that in Jesus' life.
在耶稣的一生当中充分体现这一点。
how he makes people laugh，
他如何的让别人开心。
he told funny stories，
他会讲很好笑的故事。
Jesus had a sense of humor，
他很有幽默感。
I think he made jokes，
我觉得他一定会开玩笑。
he laughed，
他常常的笑。
Jesus was fun to be around.
你跟他在一起会很开心。
You know, Jesus is someone like the person that you want to invite at your dinner party.
如果你家里想要办一个晚餐会，他绝对是一个受欢迎的人。
Because Jesus is someone that you really enjoy being with.
因为跟他在一起你会很享受。
Jesus is even playful.
他是一个很俏皮的人。
That's why I love this story in Matthew chapter 14.
在马太福音14章有一个记载我很喜欢。
In Matthew chapter 14 verses 22 to 33, this is the story of how Jesus was walking on the water.
这里记载主耶稣行在水面上。
And disciples saw him passing by.
门徒看见他走在水面上。
But they were scared.
但是好害怕。
In verse 26,
26节
it says, when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, it's a ghost. And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid.
马太福音14章26节，门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
So first of all, I think Jesus was having fun.
首先我觉得耶稣是觉得很好玩。
He enjoyed, he wanted to walk on water.
他想要走在水面上，他很享受。
And I think it's not a coincidence, I think he knew that the disciples would see him.
这个绝非偶然，他知道门徒会看见。
Now, I think Peter wanted to have fun as well.
那彼得也想要玩一下。
So that's why in verse 28,
所以在28节这么说。
And then Peter answered him, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to youTo the water.
彼得说，主啊，如果那是你，你就叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
Now see, this is where I want you to pay attention, okay?
这里注意一下哦。
Because, you know, Jesus could have said to Peter,
主耶稣大可以对耶稣，对彼得说，
Oh no, Peter.
哦，不要。
Your faith is not strong enough yet.
你的信心还不够大。
Okay. He didn't say to Peter,
他也没有对耶稣，对门彼得说，
Oh, you're not spiritually mature enough yet.
哦，你还不够属灵成熟。
Yeah, you know what I mean? Jesus didn't talk like Yoda to Luke Skywalker in the same way, you know?
耶稣没有用这样的方式对彼得说话。
No, you know what Jesus said to Peter?
耶稣怎么说呢？
Jesus said, come.
他说来呀。
Yeah, and so he wanted to have fun with Peter.
他想要跟彼得好好的玩一下。
He wanted to, Peter to have fun with him.
他想要彼得跟他一起好好的享受。
So Jesus said, come.
所以他说来吧。
So I could imagine Peter jumping out of the water.
我想象彼得等不及就跳进去水里头。
And he's having fun walking on the water.
而且他走在水面上自己走得好开心。
Okay, now I can't prove this, okay? But this is what's in my mind, okay?
这一幕呢，这个场景我没有办法跟你证明，但是呢，我是这样想象的。
It's my imagination, but I think this might have happened, okay?
这是在我的想象里头，可是它有可能发生了。
As Peter's having fun walking on the water,
当彼得走在水面上自己好开心。
I think he got a little cocky, okay?
他那个时候一定很得意了。
Yeah, maybe the disciples, the other 11 disciples on the boat, they saw him, and maybe they were a little envious, I don't know, okay?
其他的门徒待在船上看见彼得这样就心里面难免有一点点嫉妒了。
But I wonder if Peter went like this, Hey, look at me!
但是彼得说，hey, 看一看是我。
Now, I can imagine this, okay?
我想象中发生这一幕。
I imagine Jesus, pretend I'm Jesus.
好，假装我是耶稣。
He's seeing Peter getting a little cocky, okay?
他看到彼得有点太得意了。
So I think Jesus might have winked. He winked at the other 11 disciples on the boat.
他有可能就对着旁边那11个门徒这样。
And then he sent some waves to Peter.
他看见其他门徒的反应，所以他就故意让海面上起了一点点的风浪。
And then Peter gets scared.
彼得一看就有点害怕。
And then he loses faith and he's drowning.
他信心一下就没了，所以就溺水了。
You know, and I think when Jesus said to Peter,
当耶稣对彼得说，
When Jesus said, "Oh, you a little faith, why did you doubt?"
他说：“你真是信心小啊，你为什么要怀疑？”
I don't think he was scolding Peter.
我觉得他这么说并不是在嘲笑彼得。
Actually, I think he was very. I think Jesus was very proud of Peter.
他其实当时蛮以彼得为以他为荣的。
Because of all the 12 disciples.Peter had the most faith to come out of the boat.
因为在那十二个门徒里头，只有彼得有这样的胆量，愿意跨出船外。
So I think Jesus was very proud of Peter.
所以耶稣其实以他为荣。
So I don't think Jesus was scolding him.
耶稣并不是在嘲笑他。
I think Jesus was laughing as he was telling Peter.
当耶稣这样讲的时候，他其实心里面会觉得有点好笑。
Oh, Peter, why did you doubt?
啊，彼得，干嘛要怀疑？
I'm not going to let you drown.
我不会让你溺水了。
Okay. Jesus was good-natured, good-humored.
耶稣很有幽默感。
Yeah. And so, you know, when our faith is weak,
当我们的信心小了
Jesus doesn't scold us.
耶稣不会笑我们。
I think he gently encourages us.
而是温柔地鼓励我们。
Okay. And so you can tell there's a playful, fun side to Jesus.
耶稣他有一个很俏皮的一面。
So this morning I want to show you a different perspective on God, okay?
今天早上希望大家看到也认识到我们的神他有另外一面。
In our sermon series on what is God like, okay?
这是我们的系列讲到耶和华是怎样的神。
I want to tell you this morning that our God is the God of joy.
今天早上要告诉大家我们的神是喜乐的神。
God is full of joy.
他里头充满了喜乐。
Just like He is the God of love,
如同他是慈爱的神。
Our God is the God of joy.
我们的神也是喜乐的神。
God is the author and the true source of love.
他是爱的源头，是爱的本源。
He is also the author and the true source of joy.
他也是喜乐的真正的源头。
You know, I think many people have, including Christians, okay, not just non-Christians. I think many people have a kind of a distorted picture of God.
但是有很多人，包括基督徒，对我们的神有一个偏差的印象。
I think in many people's mind, God has like a sour face.
很多人都觉得我们的神一整天都臭着脸。
Or in many people's mind, God is like always serious.
或者是觉得他一天到晚都严肃得不得了。
It's like God to them is like a stern disciplinarian.
对他们来说，我们的神好像一个严厉的教官。
God is like a disciplinarian who's always telling us, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that.
好像一天到晚都在盯着你说要这么做，要那么做，这个不能做，那个也不能做。
I think people have a picture of like a school principal.
好像神就是学校的校长。
You know, I don't know about Taiwan, but in America, okay,When does a student go see the principal?
我不了解台湾的情况，但是在美国，通常学生是在什么情况下会被叫去校长室呢？
In America, a student goes see the principal when he's in big trouble. Okay.
在美国，除非这个学生犯了大错，才会被叫去见校长。
When I first went to America,
我刚到美国。
I started fourth grade.
从第四级四年级开始读。
In the elementary school.
小学四年级。
And you know, I didn't know English very well.
那个时候英文不好。
But I think it was fifth or sixth grade.
等我到了五六年级。
I forgot which year I was. Okay.
忘记了到底是哪一年。
But a classmate. One day before the class started,
有一天在上课之前
the teacher was still outside.
老师还在外面
A student gave me a can of soda.
有一个学生就给我一罐汽水
And he said, I said, thank you.
我还跟他说谢谢
But before, he told me, before you drink it though,
可是
you have to shake it up.
可是他告诉我说要先摇一摇再喝。
And I was dumb, okay?
我当时是个老实巴交的孩子。
Actually, I went to America in 1973.
我是1973年去了美国。
In Taiwan, before 1973, there was no aluminum cans in Taiwan. We used bottles.
在那之前，台湾很少看到铝罐装的那种汽水，通常都是瓶装的。
So this fellow student, he gave me a can of soda, aluminum can soda pop.
当时这个学生给我一个铝罐装的汽水
And he told me to shake it up.
跟我说要好好的摇一摇
So I, I was dumb. I just I did it.
我太老实了，他这么说我就照做了。
And then he told me shake it harder.
他跟我说要很用力的摇。
Okay, so I did it.
于是我真的很用力的摇。
And then he says, okay, now you can drink it.
然后说好，现在打开喝吧。
So I opened the tab.
我就把上面的拉罐拉环拉开。
And the soda spewed out.
那汽水就喷出来呀。
It hit the ceiling.
喷到天花板上了。
It sprayed everywhere.
而且喷的全教室到处都是。
I had no idea that was going to happen.
我根本就不知道会这样啊。
And then the teacher walked in.
这个时候老师进来咯。
And the teacher was shocked.
老师就非常的惊讶。
And she didn't know what happened.
她也不知道到底发生什么。
So she asked the class, who did this?
于是就问大家说，这谁干的？
All the students pointed to me.
所有人都指我咯。
Yeah. And she sent me to the principal's office.
于是我就被叫去了校长室。
I was so scared.
我吓死了。
Yeah. But I think some people think of God like a school principal.
我觉得在很多人的心目当中，我们的神就好像校长一样。
You know, the principal makes sure all the rules are followed.
校长就是要负责监督全校遵守规章制度。
And if anyone, any student that doesn't follow the rule, it's the principal that punishes them.
如果有任何的学生、老师违反了规章制度，那校长要负责执行罚则。
I want to tell you this morning.
今天早上要告诉大家
，Our God is not like that.
我们的神不是这样的。
Yes, there are rules, of course.
的确，在神的国里是有法则的。
And our God is a holy God.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
But He's not just a stern, harsh disciplinarian.
但是他绝对不是一个严厉的、严苛的教官。
I want you to know that God is the God of joy.
我们的神是喜乐的神。
I want you to read from Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
我们看罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says this.
这里怎么说？
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
The kingdom of God is the kingdom of righteousness.
神的国是公义的国。
Of course, God is righteous. Of course, God is holy.
当然，神是公义的，是圣洁的神。
But it says here in this passage that the kingdom of God is the kingdom of joy.
这节经文也告诉我们，神的国是喜乐的国。
And our God wants to give us, give you joy.
我们的神想要把他的喜乐给你，给我。
This world does not give us joy.
这个世界不能够给我们快乐。
Yes, sometimes this world can make us happy for a little while.
的确，这个世界所给的是短暂的快乐。
But this happiness is very fleeting.
但是它稍纵即逝。
This is why Christians, we don't use the word happy.
所以基督徒不用快乐这个词来形容。
In the Bible, the word is joy.
在圣经里头，我们说喜乐。
Because joy is different. The word joy is different than happy.
因为喜乐的概念跟快乐不一样。
Happiness is fleeting. It's temporary.
快乐是稍纵即逝的肉体的感觉。
And that's why Moses in Hebrews 11 verse 25.
所以摩西曾经这么说过，在希伯来书十一章。
It described Moses as he did not want the fleeting pleasures of sin in Egypt.、
Okay. 这里说，摩西说，我不要这个最终之乐。
Yeah, see, Moses he knew that the world, Egypt only gives them a temporary pleasure, temporary happiness.
摩西知道，因为这个世界就是埃及所给我们的是短暂的、稍纵即逝的这种享乐。
And Moses, he wanted more than that.
他渴望的不只是这样而已。
See, this world cannot give us joy.
但是真正的喜乐是这个世界没有的。
This world cannot give us this deep and lasting happiness.
那个持久的、深刻的喜乐是这个世界所没有的。
Only God can give us this joy.
唯独神能够把这样的喜乐赐给我们。
And he wants you to experience this joy.
而且他期盼我们能够经历这样灵里的喜乐。
Look at John chapter 15 verse 11.
请看约翰福音十五章十一节。
This is what Jesus tells us.
耶稣告诉我们。
These things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
You know, this means Jesus, he doesn't just want to give you a little bit of joy.
意思是耶稣给你的喜乐不是一点点哦。
It's just like Jesus doesn't want to give you just a little bit of love.
就像是他给你的爱不是一点点。
Jesus gives you his complete love.
他是把他完全的爱全部都给了你。
He fully loves you.
他完全的爱你。
Jesus doesn't want to just give you a little bit of joy.
耶稣要给你的喜乐也不是一点点。
He wants to make your joy complete.
而是要你的喜乐可以满足。
He wants you to feel joy fully.
他要你完全的享受感受这样的满足。
And when you have this joy,
一旦你得着这样的喜乐。
Watch this verse. Listen to this verse.
我们再看另外一个经文。
John 16 verse 22.
约翰福音十六章二十四节。
John chapter 16 verses 22.
约翰福音十六章二十二节。
You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
The joy that God gives us, no one can take away from you.
神所赐的喜乐，没有人能夺走。
That's why Paul tells us in Philippians to rejoice, to be joyful.
所以保罗在以弗所书里告诉我们说，你们要喜乐。
No one can take your joy away.
因为没有人能夺走你的喜乐。
I'm going to help you now to.I feel this joy more.
我想要帮助大家更多的感受这样的喜乐。
And I think there's two key things you have to remember, okay?
有两个关键，请你务必牢记。
So yeah, this will help you to feel more of God's joy.
这个能够帮助你更多的体会神的喜乐。
First thing you have to remember.
第一点你要牢记。
The God of this universe loves you.
宇宙万物的主，他爱你。
Maybe you don't feel love from your parents.
或许从父母亲那里你得不到爱。
Maybe you don't feel love from your spouse.
或许从配偶那里得不到爱。
Maybe you don't feel love from your children.
甚至从儿女身上得不到爱。
But it's okay.
但是没关系。
Because the God of the universe loves you.
因为宇宙万物的主爱你。
You know, it's because of joy that I left.Buddhism.
是因着这样灵里的喜乐让我离开了佛教。
When I used to be a Buddhist,
我以前是佛教徒。
I felt peaceful.
我里面觉得平安。
Because I thought I knew how the universe worked, how it operated.
当时我以为我了解了，我知道了宇宙运作的法则。
I thought I knew reality.
我以为我得着了真相。
And in Buddhism, I also had a purpose.
而且在佛教里面也让我觉得人生有目标。
And I felt peace.
我感受到里面的平安。
But then after a while,
但是一段时间之后
I felt like there was something missing.
我感觉到里面有缺失。
I didn't know exactly what it was, but I just felt a little empty. I felt something was missing.
不太确定那是什么，但是里面觉得有一点空虚。
It was when I experienced the love of God.
后来我经历到上帝的爱。
When I met Jesus,
当我遇见了耶稣。
And when I experienced His love for me,
当我经历到他对我完全的爱。
That's when I realized what I was missing.
那个时候我就发现，哦，原来我的空虚是因为那个。
I was missing this love.
因为我缺少的是他的爱。
Because this love is what gives me joy.
因为这样的爱会带给我喜乐。
That's why I want to tell you today.
今天我要告诉你。
This world cannot give you joy.
这个世界没有办法给你真正的喜乐。
And no other religion can give you joy.
其他的宗教里头也找不到真正的喜乐。
Because there's no so-called God who loves you like our God.
因为没有其他所谓的神明能够像我们的神一样的爱你。
So please remember.
所以请你务必牢记。
The God of this universe loves you completely.
宇宙万有的神完全的爱你。
Also remember this.
第二点。
It's written in Psalm 16 verse 11.
在诗篇十六篇第十一节。
Psalm 16:11 says, You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy.
诗篇十六篇十一节，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
Remember that.God doesn't love you from far away.
我们的神并不是远在天边远远地爱着你。
This God of the universe is with you.
宇宙万有的主与你同在。
He's in, when you accept Jesus into your life,
一旦你接受了耶稣基督,
God's presence is with you forever.
他就住在你的里面，永远与你同在。
He never leaves you.
他永远不离开你。
God is always with you.
他永远都在你，跟你在一起。
So in His presence, by being with you all the time.
他，你在他的面前，他永远跟你在一起。
That's how we experience joy.
在他的面前就有满足的喜乐。
Now, please don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand me.
请你不要误解。
I'm not saying that Christians should always be happy and have a smiling face.
我讲的并不是一天到晚都要笑嘻嘻，都要一直都是非常的积极正面。
No, that's not what I mean.
这不是我今天要讲的。
That's fake.
Okay. 那是假装的。
Because every day we feel disappointment.
因为每一天在真实的人生中的确有失望。
We feel sad.
我们觉得悲哀。
Especially when we go through pain and suffering.
特别是经历艰难痛苦的时候。
But I just want you to know that in the midst of suffering.
但是希望你了解，在痛苦的过程当中。
In the midst of pain.
在你的痛苦，在艰难的当中。
Because God's with us and He loves us.
是因着神跟我们在一起，他爱我们。
We can still have joy in the midst of pain and sorrow.
即使在痛苦、在悲哀的里面，我们里头还是有灵里的喜乐。
I don't know how to describe this or explain this.
我很难描述，也很难跟你解释这样的感受。
But I just know that this is true.
但是我知道它是真的。
And it's been true in my life.
在我的人生当中，它是真的。
I think Psalm 30 verse 5 describes this.
诗篇三十篇第五节这样描述。
Yeah, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning.
一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
Even though there's sorrow,
即使会有哭泣，
but the joy is still there.
但是欢呼还在。
In fact, let the joy that's from God, let this joy be your strength.
愿从上帝而来的喜乐成为你的力量。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says this.
尼希米记第八章第十节怎么说？
And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
尼希米记第八章第十节，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
How do you let joy be your strength?
如何让喜乐成为力量？
I think Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 through 2 explains this.
希伯来书十二章一到二节给我们答案。
This is why I always recommend to people, if you haven't read the Bible's New Testament, if you haven't read the New Testament yet, please first finish reading the New Testament.
为什么我常常推荐大家要先读新约的圣经，再来读旧约圣经？
Yeah, read the New Testament first, then read the Old Testament.
先读新约，再读旧约。
Because the New Testament helps you to understand the Old Testament better, okay?
因为新约圣经可以帮助我们更多的了解旧约的经文。
So, how do we do what Nehemiah said? How do we let the joy of the Lord be our strength?
尼希米记那里告诉我们说，要从主而来的喜乐成为我们的力量，怎么做到呢？
Well, I think the answer is in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2.
答案就在希伯来书十二章一到二节。
Listen to the writer of Hebrews chapter 12.
我们来听作者怎么说。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书十二章一到二节，我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
When Jesus was beaten,
当主耶稣被鞭打。
When he was tortured,
他受苦。
When the nails were going into his body,
当别人用钉子钉在他身上。
And when the heavenly Father first left him for a period,
当天父转眼不看耶稣。
How did Jesus go on? How did he persevere?
耶稣如何的忍受内外的煎熬，继续的前行？
It was because the joy that he could see, the joy set before him.
是因那摆在前面的喜乐。
He could see what will happen. He could feel the joy that's in the future.
他能够看见未来发生的，他能够感受到未来的喜乐。
And we can do the same thing.
我们也能这样。
You may feel sorrowful.
或许你现在内心有忧伤
，But there is joy, especially the joy that's coming.
但是会有喜乐，而且是迎面而来的喜乐。
Hang on to that joy.
你要紧紧的抓住。
Let that joy be your strength.
让这喜乐成为你的力量。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
Jesus, I thank you that you long to.Fill us with your joy.
主耶稣，感谢你，你渴望把你的喜乐充满在我们心里。
You want to put your joy in our hearts.
你想要把你的喜乐灌满在我们心里。
You want us to experience the same joy that you experienced when you were here on earth.
当你生活在世间，在世上行走的时候，你里面充满这样的喜乐，你也要我们经历同样的喜乐。
And so,We just say to you, yes, yes, Jesus.
我们对你说，耶稣，我要，我渴望。
Yes, we open our hearts.
我向你敞开心门。
Fill us with joy through your Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵，把你的喜乐灌满在我心间。
Let the joy that you give us be our strength to go on every day.
愿你的喜乐成为我的力量，让我继续的前行。Yes.
In your name, Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Just for God to draw us close to Him.
愿这首歌成为我们的祷告，让神吸引我们更靠近他。
的眼睛
God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
愿上帝赐福大家，祝福你有美好的一周。